So we will be learning this time from Nama Ramayana. It's written by Lakshman Acharya. Now I will first I will tell you the words. You repeat after me 3 times. Then I'll teach you how you should sing this. And after this, I will tell you the story. Fine? Shuddha.
Shuddha. Shuddha. Shuddha.
Brahma.
Brahma. Brahma. Brahma.
Paratpara.
Paratpara. Paratpara. Paratpara.
Ram.
Ram. Ram. Ram.
Kalatmaka.
Kalatmaka. Kalatmaka. Kalatmaka.
Parameshwara.
Parameshwara. Parameshwara. Parameshwara.
Ram.
Ram. Ram. Ram.
Now you have any doubt in pronunciation? Sesha talpa.
Sesha talpa. Sesha talpa. Sesha talpa.
Sukha.
Sukha. Sukha. Sukha.
Nidrita.
Nidrita. Nidrita. Nidrita.
Ram.
Ram. Ram. Ram.
Brahmadyamara.
Brahmadyamara. Brahmadyamara.
Prarthita.
Prarthita. Prarthita. Prarthita.
Ram.
Ram. Ram.
Okay. See, this is, now carefully watch the tune. You should not make mistakes. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam.
Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam.
Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram.
Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram. Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram. Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram.
Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam.
Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam. Shuddha Brahma Parat Pararam.
Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram.
Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram. Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram.
शेषतल्पसुखनिद्रितराम.
शेषतल्पसुखनिद्रितराम. शेषतल्पसुखनिद्रितराम. शेषतल्पसुखनिद्रितराम. ब्रह्मेशतल्पसुखनिद्रितराम.
ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम.
ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम. ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम. ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम.
शुद्ध ब्रह्म परात्परराम.
शुद्ध ब्रह्म परात्परराम.
कालात्मक परमेश्वर राम.
कालात्मक परमेश्वर राम. कालात्मक परमेश्वर राम. कालात्मक परमेश्वर राम.
शेषतल्पसुखनिद्रित राम.
शेषतल्पसुखनिद्रित राम.
ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम.
ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम. ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम. ब्रह्माद्यमर प्रार्थितराम.
Now I'll sing the full first paragraph. The same way you should sing. Shuddha Brahma పరాత్ పరరామ్ కాలాత్మక పరమేశ్వర రామ్ శేషతల్ప సుఖ నిద్రిత రామ్ బ్రహ్మాద్యమర ప్రార్థిత రామ్ Brahman,
pure Brahman,
the super soul,
the super soul.
O Rama,
who is the
supreme Lord,
forming
the nature of
eternal time.
O Rama,
who
sleeps
peacefully
on the bed of Anantasesha. O Rama,
who is worshipped
or desired
by the demigods
like
Brahma.
You know, the Lord, we all sleep on a bed, isn't it? The same way, the Lord sleeps on a special bed. And what is that bed?
Anantasesha.
What is the meaning of Anantasesha?
Unlimited.
Yeah, unlimited?
Heads.
Sesha means head. Anantasesha means unlimited. You cannot count the number of heads. And you know what? With this unlimited, now every head has one tongue, one mouth and one tongue, isn't it? Like that. So just imagine, it has countless number of heads, and with those countless number of heads, that countless number of tongues. And with every tongue, you know what he does? The Anantasesha, he doesn't talk, hey, today what is there in the TV? Which cartoon film is going on? Or what is the score of the match latest? Or which movie is the best movie outside? But you know what he talks? He talks, you know what Krishna did today? You know what pastimes, you know how many demons he killed? And Krishna is so glorious. He talks only about Krishna's pastimes. What pastime he did first, which demon he killed, then who he liberated, who he protected, and what the Lord does. Only the pastimes of the Lord. And for how much time? For us, for 2 hours itself, our legs start paining, isn't it? But for Anantasesha, he is doing it 24 hours of the spiritual time, with unlimited number of tongues. Shri Anantasesha ki
Jai.
Okay. So Anantasesha, and what? He is always serving the Lord. He becomes a bed for the Lord. He becomes an umbrella for the Lord. He becomes this thing. In whatever way, he tries to serve the Lord. Different ways. So this is about Anantasesha. It's written here, no? O Rama, who sleeps peacefully on the bed of Anantasesha. Isn't it? The Lord is... Can you sleep on a snake peacefully? You can't even stay if a snake is there, isn't it? But because Anantasesha is a special snake, that is why the Lord is sleeping peacefully on that snake. So now we'll go to the next paragraph. Chanda.
Kirana.
Skula.
Mandana.
Ram. Shrimad.
Dasharatha.
Nandana.
Ram.
Kaushalya.
Sukha. Sukha, Sukha, Sukha.
Vardhana,
Vardhana, Vardhana, Vardhana.
Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram.
Vishwamitra,
Vishwamitra, Vishwamitra, Vishwamitra.
Priyadhana,
Priyadhana, Priyadhana, Priyadhana.
Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram.
Okay. Any doubt in pronunciation? Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram.
Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram.
Shri Madhasharata Nandana Ram.
Shri Madhasharata Nandana Ram. Shri Madhasharata Nandana Ram. Shri Madhasharata Nandana Ram.
Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram.
Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram.
Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram.
Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram.
Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram.
Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram. Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram.
Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram.
Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram.
Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
I'll recite the whole paragraph the same way you should sing. Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
Once more.
Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram. Chanda Kirana Kula Mandana Ram. Shrimadasharata Nandana Ram. Kaushalya Sukavardhana Ram. Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram.
O Rama.
O Rama.
Who is the
adornment
of the solar dynasty?
Of the solar dynasty.
O Rama.
O Rama.
Who is the sun?
Who is the sun?
And
the
light.
Of the
prosperous
Dasharatha.
O Rama.
O Rama.
Who increased
the pleasure
of Kaushalya.
Kaushalya.
O Rama.
O Rama.
Who is the wealth
dear to
sage
Vishwamitra.
Okay. So in the second paragraph, It is said Lord Rama belongs to the solar dynasty. Which dynasty?
Solar.
That is emanating from the sun god. Okay. And he is the sun and delight of prosperous Dasharatha. Now before going to this story, I will give you a background. There was a demon called Sumali. What was his name?
Sumali.
And the Sumali had a daughter, very beautiful daughter called Kaikashi. Sumali had a daughter called Kaikashi. And this Kaikashi, she was very pious. Although she was the daughter of a demon, but still, demon means Rakshasa. But still she was very pious, devotee. She was a devotee, So, this Sumali wanted Kaikashi to marry a Rishi so that she will have good children. Demons will have what children? Rakshasas, their children will be Rakshasas only, no? But he wanted her to marry a Rishi so that they will give birth to a child who will have very good qualities. So, this Kaikashi, she went to a Rishi called Vishrava. She told him, I want to marry you on the order of her father. But when she told I want to marry you, that time, the time was not good. There is always a particular time, no? When suppose some marriage is there in your house, we call the priest, Pandiji boliye, konsa time barabar hai, isn't it? We tell and we do the things at the right time, no? We don't tell, any time you do. Why? Because all the auspicious things should be done at the right auspicious time. So, this, because Kaikashi approached Vishrava at a wrong time, that is why, what happened? He said, you will have children who will be demons, who will be very bad. They will not have good qualities. She said, oh no, no, I wanted to have good children. That is why my father told me to approach you. So he said, okay, don't worry. Your third child will be a devotee, pure devotee of the Lord. Then Kaikashi gave birth to a child. And he had 10 heads. His name was Dashagriva. Dashagriva was his name. So he gave birth to a child. She gave birth to a child who had 10 heads. Then, and he had 20 hands. 10 heads, 20 hands. And then, that was the first child. Because she approached at the wrong time, she gave birth to this child. His name was Dashagriva. Later, because he was so bad, he would make everyone to cry. Whoever he would meet, he will make them cry. That is why he came to be known as Ravana. Understood? Why he came to be known as Ravana?
Because Ravana,
he
made them to cry.
Yeah. If you meet anyone, if they will see, if he comes in front of me, makes me to cry, oh, this is like Ravana. His name was Ravana because he used to make everyone cry. Okay. Now, the second child. The second child was born. And the second child was Kumbhakarna. Whoever he would see, would eat. Whatever he would see, would eat. Whatever. A human being or fish or animal, anything, the whole world he would devour in his mouth. He can eat anything. And everyone was scared of him. Because he can eat anything. This was Kumbhakarna. Then, a girl was born. Huh?
Sita.
My God. Hare Krishna. And then a girl was born. She was very ugly. Very ugly and huge. And she was Shurpanaka. See? She was? Now who was born first? Who was born?
Dashagriva.
Because he had 10 heads, his name was Dashagriva. Second was?
Kumbhakarna.
Third was? And then a very beautiful, peaceful child was born. And that was Vibhishan. Vibhishan. Because he was going to be a pure devotee of the Lord. He said, now do you remember? How many of you remember? Didn't he say that, say she told na that your last child will be a devotee? Okay, put your hands down. This was Vibhishan. So now these all children were born and they started growing up. And this Rishi, what was that Rishi's name?
Vish.
What Vish? Complete. Vishrava. So that sage, he also had another wife. And she was a devotee. She gave birth to Kuvera, the demigod for treasure, money, for everything there is a lord, there is a demigod. For water there is a demigod, what is his name? Varuna. For air there is, for wind there is a lord, Vayu. Like that, there is a god who is a treasurer of all the money that exists in the universe. And that is Kuvera. So, Kuvera was the son of another wife of that Rishi. Which Rishi?
Vishrava.
Understood? We'll have quiz competition on the end. Don't forget the name. There are many names to come. So now Vishrava, one day, and this Kuvera, he was very rich. One day Kaikashi, who is Kaikashi now?
Kaikashi, mother of...
Mother of bad demon. Yeah, mother, what is the demon's name now? I told you the
Ravana.
Name.
Ravana.
The mother of Ravana. She saw Kuvera. So rich he was. And not only that, Kuvera, he had all the opulences. He was very rich. So, Haika, she came and told to this one. Whom? To her sons. That even you should go and do tapasya. Why? To become rich like Kuvera. That is why Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Vibhishana, they went to a place called Gokarna. There they went and performed tapasya for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Like Kumbhakarna stood on only one leg. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And he did not eat anything. He did not drink anything. He did not sleep. For thousands of years he did tapasya. Who?
Kumbhakarna.
And then Ravana. For 10,000 years he did tapasya. These demons do tapasya for long years. And what he did for 10,000 years he did tapasya. Not only that, after every 1,000th year, first 1,000 years when it will complete, no, he would cut one of his head and put in the fire. Understood? How many heads he had?
Ten.
So, every 1,000th year, are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
After 1,000 years, after he did the tapasya, he would cut one of his head, he will put in the fire. Like this, the 10,000, after 10,000 years, he was going to put the last head in the fire. That time what happened? Brahmaji came. Because they were praying for, they were doing tapasya to Brahma. Brahmaji came. Then what happened? When Brahmaji came, he said that enough. Enough. So then, Ravana had a big list to ask. They will not do tapasya just, oh okay, we'll do tapasya, we don't know. They'll do tapasya to get powers. So he told to, he had a big list. Not like you, in those days they didn't have notebooks. Everything was there in their brain, in their mind. So he asked, I should not die. I should become immortal. Brahmaji said, that is impossible. You have to die. Then, you know, Ravana, you know, he thought, they think they are very intelligent. So they said, a full list he gave. I should not be killed by a Gandharva, or I should not be killed by Kinnara, I should not be killed by that one, this one, this one, that one. Big list he gave. And then he said, well, one thing, you know, don't consider human beings in that list. It is below my dignity to ask such a boon. Are you following what I am saying? that a human being is not so powerful, you know. It's okay. Just leave it. But just give me a boon that I should not be killed by this full list of people. And Brahma said, Tathastu. And not only that, Brahmaji also gave him another boon. What was that boon? That if someone cuts your head, it will join again. So any of your head is cut, again it will come and join. Ting, ting, it will come and join. His hands also the same. If your hand is cut, again the hand will come, again the hand will come. Understood? So he had 20 hands, he had 10 heads and 20 eyes. Ravana. So this is how Ravana. Hari bol. Listen to the story. Next, Kumbhakarna. Now Kumbhakarna did tapasya for so many years, he was standing on one leg. So when Brahmaji came, all the demigods came running to Brahmaji. They said, he is already, without giving any boon, he is devouring everything. He is eating everything, whatever he sees in the way, he is eating everything. If you give him a boon, then it will become dangerous. That is why you please. They begged at Brahmaji's feet. So Brahmaji called his wife. Who is the wife of Brahmaji?
Saraswati.
So he called Saraswati. And anyone, they get the power of speech from Saraswati. So, he requested Saraswati to go and sit in the tongue of Kumbhakarna. That is why this you go and sit in the tongue of Kumbhakarna and you ask a boon. So, Saraswati went and sat in the tongue of Kumbhakarna. And what did Kumbhakarna ask? He asked for Nidratvam. Nidratvam means, I want to sleep. Actually, he wanted to ask Nityatvam. Nityatvam means, I don't want to sleep ever. I want to become powerful, want to become eternal. But instead of Nityatvam, he asks for Nidratvam. Then he thought, hey, what I have asked? I meditated all these years just for sleeping. So he thought, my God, what did I ask? But it was Saraswati who was sitting in this tongue and he said, I want to sleep for the whole year, only one day I want to get up. This was the boon he asked for. For this way Kumbhakarna asked for this boon. Then he went to Vibhishana. And Vibhishana, what did he say? That I want to become a pure devotee. I want to get bhakti. He was a Rakshasa. He prayed to the Lord that I want to get bhakti. Okay, so this way Vibhishana prayed for that. And then Ravana, because he became powerful, he started harassing everyone, doing all demoniac activities. So one day while he was going, he met one lady. She was very beautiful. What is going on? One very beautiful lady was there and she was doing tapasya. So Ravana went to her. And he asked, why are you doing tapasya? So she said that my father, he has told me that you meditate on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to get Vishnu as your husband. That is why I am meditating. So Ravana said, what Vishnu you are saying? What he has? See, I have this palace, I have this, I have that, I have so many maid servants. You marry me and you will be very happy. What Vishnu has? So then this lady, she said, in any cost, I will not marry you. So Ravana, by force, he caught her hair. So what way, this lady, her name was Vedavati. What did she do? Because Ravana caught her hair, she had mystic powers. She chanted some mantras. And she made her hand like a sword, like a knife. And with that sword, she cut her hair because it was touched by Ravana. She cut her hair and not only that, she told Ravana, because you touched me, I am going to give up my life now. Because I have become impure by your touching. And in my next lifetime, when I will come, I will be the cause of your death. Not only that, your full family will be destroyed and I will be the cause of that. She told that and she told some mantras and she got through mantras, she brought fire within herself and she burnt herself into ashes because she was touched by the impure hands of Ravana. So this way Vedavati burnt herself. Then what happened? Then this further. Now let us go to Ayodhya. Enough of Ravana's business. Okay, now let us go to Ayodhya. Ayodhya is a very beautiful place. Very beautiful place. In Ayodhya, there was a king called Dasharatha. See, in this paragraph it comes, no? O Rama, who is the son and delight of the prosperous Dasharatha. Now, should I continue?
Yes.
So, Dasharatha, his name was Dasharatha. His name was Dasharatha because if you see, he was so powerful in fighting. If you see Dasharatha fighting, it would look as though 10 people are fighting in 10 chariots. Dasha means 10, Ratha means chariot. When you see Dasharatha fighting, it would appear as though he is fighting on 10 chariots. 10 people are fighting on 10 chariots. That is why his name came to be known as Dasharatha. And this Dasharatha, he had two very beautiful wives called Kaushalya and Sumitra. So Dasharatha, but he didn't have, and this Dasharatha was ruling the kingdom of Kaushala, and the kingdom extended from Dalai Lama's line from the south up to north Tibet. So huge, full and up to the river Godavari. So wide his kingdom was. So powerful Dasharatha was. And Dasharatha, he had two wives, but he didn't have, he had only one daughter. He didn't have a son. Because if you need, a king needs a son, isn't it? The next, after the king gives up his life, next his son should rule the kingdom. But he didn't have son. He had only one daughter called Shanti. Shanti means peace. Follow? Follow? Then later Dasharatha, because he didn't have children with these two wives, he also went to a province of Kaikeya, a city called Kaikeya, and the king of that place is called Kaikeya and his daughter is called Kaikeyi. Understood? What is the king's name?
Kaikeya.
And the daughter's name?
Kaikeyi.
Yeah. So later Dasharatha married Kaikeyi. Then with all these three wives, Dasharatha had everything. He was such a kind king, everything. But he didn't have a son. So Dasharatha, he went to his guru. See, that is the actual tradition. Whenever you are in a trouble or whenever you want any advice, you should go to your guru. You should go to your teacher. Understood? Hey, I know everything. That is wrong. In those days, the kings always used to go to their gurus for consulting. So he went to his guru. Who is the guru of Dasharatha? Anyone can guess? Who is the guru? Yes, Vasishta, Haribol. Vasishta is the guru of Dasharatha. So he went to Vasishta and he asked, what should I do? I don't have children. So then Vasishta said that you do Ashwamedha Yajna. Ashwamedha Yajna. What did I say?
Ashwamedha Yajna.
In Ashwamedha Yajna, a particular horse is, should I continue?
Yes.
A particular horse is chosen. And that horse, it should be like this. There's a full description given. You please go and sit there. Go there. Sit there. A particular horse is chosen and that horse is sent around the kingdom everywhere, and a golden leaf is put on the head of the horse And in that golden leaf, it is written that if you want to catch this horse, you should defeat the army which is coming behind. And behind the horse, 100 soldiers would come. So suppose say, another king, he catches the horse, he has to fight those 100 soldiers, then again 100 will come. Until the army of the king is finished and the king is also defeated, then this person who has caught the horse, he will become the emperor. Are you following? Didn't follow? Followed. So this way, but since Dashrata was... 100 first, 100 soldiers will come. After he kills those 100 soldiers, next 100, next 100, next 100, next 100, until all the soldiers in the army are finished. Until then, all the soldiers will come. And then the king himself. This is Ashwamedha Yajna. So, and it takes many days. Not like, you know, nowadays we do a Homa hardly for half an hour. No one is sitting also there. Everyone, you know, there the Satyanarayana Puja is going on. Here all will be talking about some movies or something else. And only that Pujari will sit and he will read everything. That's all. No one will even turn to sit over there. But it's not like that. This used to go for days, almost for a month. Ashwamedha Yajnas. So, this Dasharatha, he was doing Ashwamedha Yajna. But at that time, one of the Kumaras called Sanat Kumara, he came and Sumantra came. Sumantra is the chief minister of Dasharatha. Now, let us just revise what we told, because too much information. Dasharatha, how many wives he had?
Three.
But now how many wives?
Three.
What are their names? Sumitra, Kaushalya, Kaikeyi. And he had a daughter. What was his name?
Shanti.
Then, now, who was the guru of Dasharatha?
Vasishta.
Now, where were we? So, and he had a minister called Sumantra. Don't confuse Sumantra with Sumitra. Sumitra is the wife of Rama. I'm sorry, wife of Dasharatha. And Sumantra is the chief minister of Dasharatha. He came and reminded Dasharatha that when the father of Dasharatha is Aja. When he was existing, at that time, one Kumara came and told to that Aja that you in future, you will have a son who will perform a yajna called Putra Kameshri Yajna. And from that yajna, the Yajna Purusha will come. When in those days, when Yajna was performed, it was performed with so much devotion that when the Yajna was finished, all the demigods would come there. All the Devatas, they would come there. It was performed with so much devotion. Not like now. That time, this is Treta Yuga. So, he said, and not only that, after this Yajna, a person will come. He is called the Yajna Purusha. He will come and he will give a pot of kheer to the wives. And from that kheer, after drinking that kheer, the Supreme Lord will be born as a child to your son. This is what was the prediction. So, now what happened? Dasharatha, now he was convincing. He went to his guru. Sumantra is saying this, that I have to do Putra Kameshri Yajna. So then Vasishtha said, yes, even I remember that Sanat Kumara had come and told to do Putra Kameshri Yajna. So that is why this, but now there is a problem. And what is that problem? That to perform Putra Kameshri Yajna, we need a person who has never seen a woman in his life. Is it possible? To see a person who has never seen a woman in his life. Now, only such a person can perform Putra Kameshri Yajna. Now, tomorrow, we will see who is that person who has never seen a woman in his life. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yeah.